Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
John 20:29. Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Matthew 18:3. And Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like a children, you never enter the kingdom of heaven." I'm Odette Ndayishimiye from Burundi, Bujumbura. I'm from the family of 8 children, 4 boys, 4 girls, who have same parents. I'm single. Here at ABU, I am here to get knowledge, and after my graduation, I hope to go and apply what I have learned wherever God will send me, and also help others who are in need. What I'm going to say is to give glory to God Almighty. God has done too much in my life, spiritually and physically, which I cannot say because of the time. I'm going to tell you how I became a Christian and how I came here at ABU. Also, I will tell you a bit about my family. When I was in P2, I joined the Sunday school choir. They used to teach us how Jesus came to die for our sins. They taught us about heaven and hell. Because of hearing hell, by God's grace, I received Jesus as my Lord and Savior into my life. That was my first step. My grandma was a witch. She did not want my mom to get children. But by God's grace, survived. She did not want us to study. To finish secondary school was not easy. But by God's grace, we finished. God told us, "What your grandma did to you, it is so bad. There is nothing you can do to change it or to save your life. But only thing you can do, play, and I fight for you." My grandma saw in the group of people that we are 4 girls. No one will get married. But God has final say. 2 big sisters are married. I hated my grandma. When I was in senior 6, we were celebrating Christmas. My big sister told me that she wanted to go with me in a program, fasting player with her friends. I refused because I did not want to miss the food. But I did not tell her the reason why. And she insisted that she wanted to go with me. So I went with her, but I was not happy. I was complaining in my heart that I will come back when the food has already finished. When we reached there, I was like, "I really want to know what God wants for me, because he caused me to leave the food and come here to fast." God promised me that I will study at a high standard university because there is a bank for me. And God told me that you hate your grandma. You go and fetch water for her, fetch firewood for her, and ask her to give you food. God gave me 2 songs to sing. One to sing when I'm bringing firewood, another one to sing when I'm bringing water. It was not easy to do it, but God was like, "When you love your enemies, it's like you are putting fire on them." I did that. I finished my secondary school 2018-2019. In the end of 2019, my brother was preparing to come here to study in master's level with her wife. They have to come with a house helper because they had little children. 3 children, youngest one was a 4-month. But when it was remaining 1 week, the house help refused that she's not coming with them. So they asked me for help. That's how I came here, to help them. When we reached here, I was like the mother of those kids, because the parents were busy studying. I'm that person who disliked being in that place. But God used those kids to do what I dislike, just to change my character. I had bad anger. I was not patient at all. Forgive was hard to me. Like when I finished mop and the place is still wet, those kids could come from outside with their that shoes and that thing everywhere, and I have to mop it again. Or when I finished to arrange things, in a few minutes I found everything scattered everywhere. And because I hated that and I have to do it again, every day nothing was changing. I talked and beat those kids, but nothing was changing every day. So I was tired. Then I started growing patiently, and my anger started coming down. That's how God used those kids to change me. And I thank God for that. And like when I finished to beat them and they cry, in a few minutes they come back to me. And then it sinks in my heart. I was like, who can have this heart of kids, like kids? Then every day I could hear like a voice telling me that such people like kids belong to the kingdom of God. I had a wound in my heart of someone who overhurt me. Then that wound was making me mean because I did not forgive. It was making me mean. Whenever I remember it, could just change my face. So I thought, God, please take away my sourness and give me a new heart. And really God answered my prayer. In March, my sister called, you have to come back and start university in Burundi. But in a few days, all the borders were closed. Then I started to get confused that God, you promised me that I will study at higher standard university and there is bank for me, but I'm not seeing anything. I was so confused because even I was not seeing any way to study here because of COVID. Even English was a problem. So I was so confused just telling God that you lied to me. Because even though in my heart I was convinced that the kind of university God told me it will not be in Burundi, but I was confused. So a man who was pastor assistant in the arts, he told us about ABU. I liked the school because everything was like what God said. I came here to do entrance exam. That English exam was hard to me. I did not understand anything. I told God in my heart, if it is your will, let me pass. I just ticked without reading. And then by God's grace, because God cannot fail, by God's grace, I passed. And here I am today. God has fulfilled the promise. Amen. And then in those confusing days, God was teaching me two things. Believing when you are not seeing, and trusting in God's timing. You know, it is easy to believe when we see everything is coming. Like you want to change your hairstyle, you get it without suffering. But like when you spend like 1 year, even to get your body ration is hard to you, you know what is to believe God. But as Christians, God wants us to reach there. To believe when we are not seeing and trusting in His timing. And I want to tell you that this university is different from other universities. To be here, all of you, don't take it as granted, but whatever you learn, take it as your life and go out there to apply it. Matthew 7:24-27 said, everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them We be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the flood came, and the wind blew and beat on that house. But it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears this word of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the flood came, and the wind blew, and beat against the house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. May God help us.